Well, our sermon this morning is based on a reading from Matthew chapter 24, verses 32 through 35. Jesus said, "From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thank you, God, for sending us seasons of light and warmth and hope. As I mentioned last week, we all have our favorite seasons, and I love spring, but who doesn't love summer? Okay, I know some people are bothered by the heat in the summertime, but really, isn't it great to have long sunny days in which you can do so many different things, camping, boating, hiking, swimming? Summer is nothing but fun. That's why there are so many great songs about summer. Summertime and the living is easy. Summertime, summertime, summertime. Summer in the city, hot fun in the summertime, the boys of summer, summer breeze. Summer's here and the living is easy. Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the streets. Roll out those lazy, crazy, hazy days of summer. You know, I recently realized something. It's never not summer on earth. It's always summer somewhere on earth. We're having summer right now in the Northern Hemisphere, but when our summer is over, summer comes to the Southern Hemisphere, to Australia, the land down under. So you could have summer all year round just by traveling between the two hemispheres at the proper time. It's worth checking out, at least for me. In the grip of summer, it's hard to think about anything else, especially not winter. Summer is made for fun. At the summit of summer, winter is too far away to be of any consequence, unworthy of our consideration. How can you even feel that winter chill when there's nothing but blue skies overhead and warm breezes all around? It does summer a disservice to ignore its present brilliance, to even think about the darkness and cold of winter. The Zia Pueblo people, through the Zia symbol, constantly remind us to live in the here and now. But it doesn't mean we should entirely ignore what lies ahead of us. We can keep the prospect of winter in the back of our minds, but it shouldn't mar our enjoyment of the summer days we live in now. It makes me think of the story of the ant and the grasshopper. Do you remember it? The grasshopper spent the summer dancing around and enjoying the sunshine, while the ant diligently worked and gathered crumbs to store up for the winter. And when winter came, the ant was all prepared, but the grasshopper was left out in the cold with nothing to eat. Who was right and who was wrong? The grasshopper was right to enjoy the days of summer. The ant was right to prepare for the coming winter, but the ant missed out on all the sunshine. When you're a kid, you think summer will never end. At least I did. From June 30th, when we got out of school up in New York, till the second week of September when we went back, the days just piled on top of one another, each one better than the day before, because we didn't have school and we could sleep late and play outside all day and then at night go out looking for fireflies. How silly it would have been for us to sit on the front stoop moaning about the coming school year and the inevitable winter. We were supposed to be enjoying ourselves, not depressing ourselves. When Jesus pointed to the fig tree, he wanted us to give a fig for the future without compromising the enjoyment of the present. He wanted us to be in the moment, but also to keep an eye on the future. He wanted us to be like the fig tree, drinking in the sunshine and gathering strength to bloom and blossom. The fig could be seen as a sign of summer, of good times to come, of the world's ripeness and readiness to come into new possibilities of enjoyment and nourishment. Summertime is indeed the time to prepare like the ant for what lies ahead. God has made each season special, and God wants us to enjoy each one as it arrives, to enjoy it with all our might until it's over and the next phase of life comes to take its place. All is as it should be. Ain't no cure for the summertime blues? Sure there is. We have a hope for an endless summer ahead of us, a time of rest and laughter and growth and goodness in the heavenly realm. We all know about the summer solstice, how June 21st is the day in the year with the most hours of daylight. I call it Daisy Buchanan Day, after the character in the novel The Great Gatsby, who says, "Do you always look for the longest day in the year and then miss it? I always look for the longest day in the year and then miss it." One day, the longest day in the year will be the longest day ever, a day that will never end. One day, our youthful summertime wish will come true, that this joy, this light, this happiness, this freedom will never end. I don't know why the Holy Spirit has lately been giving me scriptures about the unknown future we all know is coming, the time when Jesus Christ will return to this earth and rename and reclaim us. Maybe I'm a fig. Maybe I'm here to remind us all of what lies ahead. Maybe I'm here to help us hold out for a holy future and look forward to it without fear or trembling, always retaining the warmth of summer and the promise of spring in our hearts. Maybe I'm here to help us prepare, to help us learn not to let our fret about the future steal away the serenity of the summer we're living in now. Maybe it's to get us back to that childlike belief that summer will never end. Who is it coming to the gates, ready to push them open wide and walk right in? Jesus is approaching the gates, and he brings with him the season we all long for. Our endless summer in heaven is going to be worth the wait, the longest day that will last forever. So don't be like Daisy Buchanan. Don't miss it. It's going to be a whole new summer of love. Let us pray. God, Christ's words indeed have endured. We listen to them to prepare ourselves for the coming kingdom, for the redemption you have promised to all who wait with hope in anticipation for your endless summer to arrive. As we wait, keep us faithful and focused, ready to blossom in the strength of your sunlight and love. Amen.